All right, thanks, Dan. So again, I'm Amber Moore, Soil Fertility Specialist at Oregon State University, and again, I'm filling in for Dan because he's busy moderating. So the goal of this presentation is to introduce the berry bag method for soil nitrogen mineralization evaluations under field conditions. The soils in the bags experience the natural fluctuations of field temperatures while maintaining constant temperature. Constant soil moisture. This is different than a lab incubation study where you're kept at a constant temperature in a lab environment. So the soil of interest is placed in a pre-knotted 4 millimeter low density polyethylene tube, and they're knotted on both sides to a simple knot. And these soils that I'm showing were taken to a 12 inch depth because that was rooting depth and that was the depth of interest. And the bags are then placed back in the auger holes that you got the soil from. And they are buried there over the course of the season, and then they are pulled out throughout the season and then evaluated or measured for ammonium and nitrate. So we observed a strong correlation between sugar beet plant nitrogen uptake and the berry bag soil nitrate concentrations at the end of the season. And these were collected to rooting depth, to 2 foot depth. And so this gave us some faith that this kind of evaluation is actually showing us how much nitrogen is actually releasing from the soil. A lot of people often ask about this method and say, well, aren't you choking your little microbes in there? But that the specific thickness that we used allows for oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange so that those bugs can do the work they need to do, but it is thick enough to keep that moisture constant. So I'm going to show two examples of some data that has been produced by this kind of study in recent years. Westerman did a lot of work on this in Idaho in the 80s, and so we're doing some, Lentz has done some recent work on this, and then I have and Dan has as well. So this is a graph from some of Dan's research that he's done recently, and each line represents a completely different soil from organic production fields. And so he found over time after they incubated, it was primarily a linear release regardless of where he got the soil from, with nitrogen mineralization potential changing with the different properties of the soil. A study that I've done, this data comes from 2013 from work that I did while I was in southern Idaho, and we had different rates of dairy manure application, and the dark blue line at the top is the heaviest rate of manure application, and the little dotted line at the bottom is a control that had no nutrients added. And so by being able to do the berry bag method, we were actually able to catch that late season release of nitrogen that one would not be able to capture if you had done a lab incubation study. So helpful hints to avoiding disaster in this kind of method, because a lot of people don't do this method and there are good reasons. I like to collect and composite at least 10 subsamples per plot to make sure that you are getting the variation that you are, to limit variation. This was especially useful for fields with manure histories or treatments with manure histories. Bury a minimum of 2 extra bags per plot for backup. Leaks do happen, critters do get in there, roots do penetrate. These bags are pretty thick, the ones that we use, so actually we didn't have a lot of these issues, but it's nice to have a backup in case things go weird. Use a soil auger with a diameter slightly larger than the diameter of the buried bags. We learned this the hard way one year, and you get, you know, your diameter's too little and you're trying to cram these thick bags into the soil, so take that into account. Bend the extra plastic on top of the tube downward to avoid pooling. Otherwise, it just sits there and your irrigation or your rainfall water is just sitting on top and it may start to leak into the bag. And then finally, visit our poster, 1222. I think we're close to the WSU poster. So come see us. We have a lot more detail, a lot more things to share, but this is purely a methods discussion, and we'd be happy to help you if you're interested in it.